We continue our learning Le'ilui Nishmas David B'Yamanach Moshe Nechem Yaakov and Pichas Leo wearing Nedarim Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Hanoder Mei Roeh HaCham, a person who makes the Neder prohibiting people who see the sun from having benefit from him, let's say. So, roe chama, those who see the sun. So, who does that include, says the Mishnah, asur af basumin, this includes even blind people. Why? Shelo niskaven ze elo lemisha hachama roa oso. Because what he meant by roe chama is not people who are able to see the sun, but rather people who are seen by the sun. We'd have thought this would exclude blind people. After all, isn't that what roe chama means, people who can see the sun? Nonetheless, we assume it means those who are visible to the sun, because had he meant to exclude blind people, he wouldn't have used the word chama at all. He would have said roim, those who are able to see. The extra word chama, sun, means, roe chama, means people who are seen by the sun. And the Gemara says, that includes people who are blind as well, but it does not include fish or an ubar or a fetus, because those are, the fish is covered by water, and the obviously the fetus is covered by the womb and the body, so therefore those are not considered that they are visible to the sun, they're excluded. Tosus makes the point that what's also excluded are inanimate objects. Now you say, hold on, what do you mean? They are visible to the sun, but nonetheless, it's true that they are visible to the sun. They're not included because we're only referring to things that where vision is relevant to them. Animals, maybe other than fish, that will be prohibited. But inanimate objects are going to be permitted because the concept of vision doesn't apply to them at all. Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches, Hanoder Mishichorei Harosh, a person who makes a neder and prohibits benefit from people who are included in the category of Shichorei Harosh, dark-headed people. So you would say, so that's maybe that includes people, excludes people with white hair, with gray hair, people who are bald. Says Mishnah, no, Usher, that neder takes effect upon bakerchin, even people who are bald, ubebale sevos, and even people who are elderly, meaning people who have white hair, who have gray hair. And the reason for that, the Gemara explains, is because shchorei harosh means people who potentially had dark hair. Had we referring to people who have dark hair right now, we would say ba'ale se'ar shachor. Those who, you know who can't benefit from me now? Those who are ba'ale se'ar shachor, those who now have black hair. But the fact that we use the phrase shchorei harosh, it indicates we're referring to people who once had dark hair. So that could be someone who's bald, who used to have dark hair, someone who has gray hair, who used to have dark hair. They are also included in shchorei harosh. But umutur banashim uvaktanim, she'ein nikroim shchorei harosh, ela anashim. But the neder does not take effect on women or young or on children. Why not? After all, they can have dark hair. There are people who could have had dark hair in the past. So the answer is because, as we said many times, that nedarim is halech achar b'nei lashon b'nei adam. How do people normally talk? And generally speaking, when it comes to women, we refer to women as mechusei harosh, women whose heads are covered. We don't call them shchorei harosh because we don't generally see their hair. Whether this is making a halachic statement or not, that's somewhat of a debate amongst the Rishonim. But nonetheless, when it comes to women, they're not called Shchorei Harosh. They're called Mechusei Harosh. And children are known as Megulei Harosh, people with exposed or revealed heads. But when it comes to men, why do we call them Shchorei Harosh? They're not called Megulei Harosh because sometimes men have their heads covered with a hat and sometimes maybe not. So therefore, Shchorei Harosh is something that applies only to men. But as we said, it will include even people who are bald and even people with gray or white hair.